Up next is Adam Selig, who is Book Thug's playwright in residence, so to speak. His book, Talking Masks, contains the play that he mounted in 2010. Just so you know, one of the play's most charming characters is a horse that speaks out of its butt. Parts to Whole, which is a new co-published venture with One Little Goat Theater Company, which is the theater company that Adam runs, and Book Thug, we co-published this to coincide with the workshop performance that's taking place on the 24th of February for one night only. So you should go to that, I think. Adam might have more information than I can give you now, but please welcome Adam Selig.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Hazel. Thank you, Book Thug. I'm not sure if I still hold this title, but with Talking Masks, Jay finally published something that sells less than poetry. So it's the dubious distinction I'm ambivalently proud of.
Can't wait to publish the next one.
I still don't understand this play. This is divided between three actors, but I'm so good, I'll just do it myself. A, B, 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 C, C, B, B, scene, 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 da, 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 da. Begin, beget, begone, begin, alone, over again, a grain, a germ, a joke, a firm, a worm, a term, time, to test, 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 a test, test, a tone, for what belongs, sings the song, belonging, to think before you never think, before you thing, before you do it, to another, oh brother, my father, closer, farther away, make way for me, my baby boy, sucks my thumb, his mama, baby Moses, mama, baby Muhammad, mama, my Isaac, my Ishmael, mama, please, my little prince, please don't, my little king, Eddie, pussy, 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 don't call me that, please, baby Jesus, circumcised, maybe, baby, drive me crazy, be my dada, don't, please don't mention abandoned, a bond, and on, switch on and breathe life to end, lies, lie still, till a theme gleams in eye spy with my lowercase, I know more than me alone, no 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 more than me alone, no, no more in threes, please try another angle, triangle, misdirect into hearts, startle cock, crows, open, close, eyes, open, open, close, open, head, first coming, sun, rising, sun, dropping, sun, crowning, 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 now, switch. You can see why it sold really, really well, right? It's not quite as simple as that. They had to pay for the privilege in the play. They had to drop a coin into the horse so that it would deliver. This one, this new piece, which I'm seeing right now for the very first time, Parts to Hold, beautifully put together. Thank you, thank you. And I'm going to read a little bit from it right now. We will be at Canadian Stage on Monday, February the 24th at 8 p.m. It's free. Everyone's invited. And we will have the book there for people to also not buy. And parts of this are regrettably comprehensible. I'm going to do a little bit of him and her. And thank you. Seriously, huge. One Little Goat Theater Company is a little less legitimate a birth than Book Thug, so I don't know how old we are. But I feel like we really have kind of been together for a long time. And I do want to say, I love the Book Thug books. I've been following them since I moved to Toronto 10 years ago, I think, when Book Thug first started. I remember the Steve Venwright dictionary, all the first issues that had those very simple lack of description backs, right? Remember, they were just plain backs, and then they were glued on paper on the front. They were beautiful editions. And the Niels Lingso book that's over there, my Danish or Norwegian isn't so good, but his book is a great example of that. Spiked mace and pencil, what's it called? Pencils of Raisin Spiked Mace. Beautiful example of one of the first publications that that I fell in love with. A little back and forth. So I'll say it's a man and a woman. He says, take your life. You heard me say that one, right? Take your life in your left hand. She says, yeah. He says, the one I used to... She says, of course, I remember. He says, I haven't used it in a long... as a mantra. It used to be there all the time. Maybe more like a comfort is more like it in the beginning anyway. She says, I remember you told me. He says, yeah, but now that I'm all fine, right, and I can do everything, almost everything again, it seems... I don't know, it just seems like it helped me at the time. I know it was helpful, but now take your life in your left hand almost seems like the sort of thing they say to uncoordinated people to make us feel better, which might just be how it is with all of Zen in the end. All this wisdom for living your life might all just be consolation for a bunch of monks who couldn't make the basketball team or whatever their equivalent is, chanting club or drama club, and one hand clapping became their excuse for no applause, the sheer lack of applause they'd get or not get for sucking in their scene about nothing. But then how many scenes can you do about nothing anyway when you've already got tough competition, at least in the nothingness department, from all those Tibetans who are probably the biggest zeros of them all, with their, look at me, I'm all reincarnated, so I don't care if my fancy sand drawing blows away, because, hey, that's just the way of the cosmos, and I embrace the fleeting nature of the universe, I embrace the ephemerality of the experience of existence, I embrace the melting of my ego, my identity is illusory, and I'm no less transient than sands shifting in the wind, when all that is all that's really just an elaborate cop-out for art that's not worth keeping, really not much more than a kind of large-scale etch-a-sketch. Thank you.